Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, looks like there are a lot of moving pieces trying to get to a Howard Terminal ballpark.
There are. You know, Holly, over the years when you and I and Dan have covered, sports deals, whether it's arenas in Sacramento or the 49ers in Santa Clara, the Giants in San Francisco, the Warriors moving to San Francisco, the main thing is you get momentum going as the closer you come to the vote on the issue. In this case, the whole vote on the overall package at first vote is expected in July 20th, about 2 weeks from now at the Oakland City Council, and the A's say they want something to come out of that in a positive direction. But rather than trimming things down and gaining momentum, it appears like in sort of typical Oakland fashion, it's actually splintering off into different directions, not the least of which is this idea right now where the Oakland City Council saying is that they're going to entertain ideas from other people to buy the city's half of the current site out at the Coliseum where the Oakland A's are currently playing. Ideas coming in include everything from a possibility of black ownership for an entertainment and sports area out there that would include possibly bringing back professional football to the Coliseum site, to Dave Stewart and his group who are saying they have an idea that includes, possibly baseball there if Howard Terminal falls apart, and maybe a women's basketball team as well. But the point is, these are coming in while the A's are saying, wait, we want that site as well. So that's one variant off. The big one, however, is who's going to pay for the infrastructure costs at the Howard Terminal, which are estimated at hundreds of millions of dollars. Right now, the city is saying they need the county to at least get involved with the deal in some fashion in order to make it work. And the county has said, not so fast, and we're not going to make a decision before the July 20th deadline. So things are going in a different direction. That's before we get into the idea that the city wants a 45-year commitment for them, the team to stay. The A's are offering 20, where there's going to be affordable housing. In other words, things are going in a lot different directions at once.
Hey, Phil, if you're in the city of Oakland with everything that's gone on, is this a fight to keep the team that's still something you want to fight for? Or at this point in time, do you think they're just like, you know what, we've done all we're going to do, we can do?
You know, Dan, that is, I think, you're hitting upon the nail on which all of this hangs. With everything going on in the city of Oakland and a new city council coming in, and we have the questions about policing, we have questions about uptick in violence, we have the COVID, all of this, the question is, a lot of people like the idea of the A's staying. They want to have a waterfront ballpark, but is it on the top of their priority list? And that is a thing that has sort of stayed under the surface, and I think that what you're going to see is those different concerns coming up as we go along. I'm not sure anybody's ready to say no on the deal come July 20th, but I'm not sure everybody's ready to say yes either for many of the reasons you just pointed out. So we could wind up with a standoff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.